Jeremy Fisher is here from Canada today. He grew up in Ontario, but now lives on the West Coast in Vancouver. His U.S. debut album, Goodbye Blue Monday, contains a number of songs that were previously hits in Canada on his album Let It Shine, including a song called High School, kind of a catchy coming-of-age song that seems to work well for any generation. Jeremy agrees.
The thing with high school is when you're in it, you think you're the only one in the world who have ever experienced that. And then when you get out of it, you realize that essentially we all have a very similar experience and experience all those same emotions and learn how to deal with them or don't learn how to deal with them, you know?
Now, this song, because it's had a life before, there would be the opportunity for people who went to high school with you to hear it. Have you had any reaction?
Yeah, I actually got invited to my 10-year anniversary to play this song, and I even would have gone except for I had a wedding to go to in North Carolina that very day, so I didn't make it. But yeah, it's been interesting because I wrote it in my bedroom in Seattle when I was living there and had sort of thought I'd moved away. I'd ridden out there on my bicycle and thought I'd left Hamilton behind forever and a lot of those people as well. And then it's funny because, you know, a few years later, it was all over the radio in Canada. And yeah, it brought a lot of people out of the woodwork and some good friends back into my life from high school. And that was cool.
Indeed. Well, let's play it.
All right. Here we go.
Bubblegum at house parties when you stole your parents' rum and tried to screw everything that could breathe. Back in high school, we didn't have a whole lot to do. Watch the world go by on television screen. Said it's the 90s, kids, that's way out, this is way in. Go beat each other up on the dance floor. Told us drugs were no good, but then we smoked them and liked them so much we smoked a little more. We liked them so much we smoked a little more. Did I call your name? Did you hear me singing that song I wrote for you? You're so the same, but you're so different, I didn't recognize you. Kinda hard with all that sexual confusion. Sometimes you don't know if you're gay or straight. What's the difference? It's a wonderful delusion. Most times you won't make it past second base. I'm in a band, we kinda suck, but we don't know it yet. I don't care anyway, cause soon I'm gonna sell these drums, pay my rent, support my kid and tell him all about back in daddy's day. I'll tell him all about way back in daddy's day. Did I call your name? Did you hear me singing that song I wrote for you? You're so the same, but you're so different, I didn't recognize you. Buy a soda coolerator in a corner store back in my hometown. This stranger smiles at me, said, remember the class of 93? For some reason it makes him look real proud. After all the good times he said we had, he looks at me and scratches his head and asks me where the hell I ever went. And the funny thing is that I never even know him, but he could have been any one of my high school friends. Did I call your name? Did you hear me singing that song I wrote for you? You're so the same, but you're so different, I didn't recognize you. Song I wrote for you.
Jeremy Fisher is our guest today on The Cafe, and that is High School, which reappears on his new album, Goodbye Blue Monday. Now, did that song, when you wrote it, because obviously you wanted to include it on this album, did it feel special when it came out?
No, that's the funny thing. When I wrote it around the time I put out my very first record, which was an independent release called Back Porch Spirituals, and it was kind of a collection of folk songs that I'd written. And it was a little different in that it was like more of a, you know, like kind of a country. The whole thing had maybe even a little bit of a Lou Reed feel to it somehow.
I was saying, just, those are loose chords.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, bubblegum at house parties when you stole your parents from. It was like that. It was very mellow. And then I was playing a piano one day at a friend's schoolhouse up in northern Wisconsin. They had this big old piano in a massive hallway. And I just started hammering down that rhythm, and that kind of changed the way I looked at the song and put it out, and then had a whole new concept for it with a band, and then it became special to me. I hadn't even been playing it live, you know. Huh. Like, it really didn't stick out until I started playing it on the piano. So
now I was reading some of the material, and you talk a lot about folk influences, and I'm Mississippi John Hurt and all this stuff. I'm scratching my head when I'm listening to this, because yeah. I don't hear that in what you're doing now. I would have, I don't know, pointed to old Marshall Crenshaw records or something.
Well, I think that I definitely have. There's I grew up in a generation where I had access to so many different influences and resources, and I think the heart of what I do probably stems from a lot of the AC/DC I listened to as a teenager, and you know, I love pop music as well, and that definitely comes out. But the stuff that I really love, if I'm sitting around trying to be inspired, and whether it's in trying to inspire myself to clean the kitchen or the bathroom or whatever, I throw on those old folk recordings, because they're the foundation of rock and roll, and that's where all that came from. So yeah, I listen to a lot of it, and I guess it just informs what I do more than, I don't think that stuff can be recreated. I play it around my house, but I don't think that I have anything to add to that by, you know, making a record in the style of Mississippi John Hurt. You know, he made enough good records on his own.
Amen to that. Jeremy Fisher is our guest. And I ended up bouncing into work today listening to Scar That Never Heals. Can you do that one?
Yeah, you bet. I'm just going to change my harmonica up here. Here we go.
So fast I can't keep up, my prayer sang melody. She runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants. There she goes. She runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants. There she goes. Why you wanna save me? Lord, my soul is taken to. Cried, I cried so hard, left for the LRA. Fly by like a million hornets, and these bullets know my name. She runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants. There she goes. She runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants. There she goes. Kim, do 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 do. I done too much damage, I got nothing left to feel. Myself is broken bandage, love is a scar that never heals. Why you want so lonely. I'm so lonely. La 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 la. I'm so lonely. She runs guns if you want one gun. She runs guns if you want one special.
Jeremy Fisher playing live for us, and if you go looking for that and you look for She Runs Guns, you will not find it, but it is called Scar That Never Heals. Was that ever a consideration for the title, but just said?
It's in some emails, I think it was. It got a little bit of it, it got titled that, maybe. But not in my mind. For some reason, Scar That Never Heals always made more sense to me.
You talked about your first album being kind of a folky experience, and you did kind of a green tour for that.
I did, yeah.
In a very folky manner. You actually bicycled all the way across Canada. Did you actually make it all the way?
I started in Seattle. I rode halfway across America, all through the north, through like Washington State, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, et cetera, et cetera. Crossed over in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and did the rest in Canada. It was about... I don't know the mile conversion because I think in metric, but I think it was somewhere around 4,000 miles, oh. Something like that in total. It took about 6 months, and I played 30 shows everywhere from cafes to, you know, clubs and even on the street, you know. And it was, those ones didn't count as the official shows, but I played a lot of that as well. It was great. It sort of set me on the trajectory that I'm still on now, I think.
One of the ways that people may know Jeremy without knowing that they know Jeremy is if you have seen his incredible video for his song called Cigarette that I understand you did completely on your own. It's half-stop animation. It's live. It's got incredible energy. And it's got over 2 million hits on YouTube. And how did that come about, and how did it get so huge?
Well, it came about from me switching record labels up in Canada from a major label to an indie label and just feeling empowered to do my own stuff again. I really felt one of the reasons that I got out of the major label thing was that I just didn't feel like I was being represented the way that I saw myself. So it was me trying to, if anything, I think my intention with making those videos was not even for them to be promotional tools so much as, you know, it was just an expression, and I thought it would be something that might inspire the people that were working with me to, you know, to work the record and that kind of thing. It was something I could throw on my MySpace for people who were hitting that up. So for it to have gone on and, you know, like you said, get a couple million hits and counting, you know, that was a real surprise to everybody, but it was cool because, you know, I think while I might not be a great video maker, a great animator, I was a very inspired one for that period in my life. So it's cool that it's had a life of its own and that, you know, it's something I still talk about.
Now, claymation, stop animation is something that people may not understand. It has to be done frame by frame by frame.
Yeah, sure does.
And it must have taken a long time.
Each one, I did three videos. Each one took about a week.
Really? Is that all? Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a hack, right? So I cut a lot of corners, you know. I'm sure if somebody looked at it, you know, who really knows how to make films, you know, there's a lot of things that they would change, that they would spend time in post-production that I didn't. But, you know, maybe that adds to the charm or the character of it or whatever. But, yeah, it was basically me posing that little cigarette and my friends and myself, you know, for pictures every few seconds over and over and over again. There's literally thousands in the video. So I can remember, you know, for instance, the very beginning that where the cigarette pushes open the bathroom door, that scene probably took the better part of an afternoon because I had to run out of frame. Every time I reposed him, I had to run out of frame and quickly run back in. I had like 5 seconds between shots. And yeah, it was very, very tedious, but at the same time, invigorating and exciting.
I love the way you call it him. the cigarette is a him.
Yeah, it's definitely. I checked. It's a male. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, people who want to know what we're talking about can just go to YouTube and put Jeremy Fisher and cigarette in, and this will pop up if you haven't seen it yet, and this is the soundtrack to the video.
All right, here we go.
Keeps you up from the back of your mind to the tip of your tongue, reaching out, looking for mine. I'll be your cigarette, light me up and get on with it. I'll be so hard to forget, good or bad, I'm just a habit. Good or bad, I'm just your habit. Sweet relief, that's what you come and get from me. Give it up every time you want it. You got it, I'm burning down. It's alright, cause I'll be your cigarette. Light me up and get on with it. I'll be so hard to forget. Good or bad, I'm just a habit. Good or bad. Back around and you try to put me away. Tell yourself that you're gonna kick it someday. I'll be your cigarette. Light me up and get on with it. I'll be so hard to forget. Good or bad, I'm just a habit.
Jeremy Fisher, and that is Cigarette. And I guess you want to know how the relationship went from there. I mean, you know.
I'll let you know when it ends.
Jeremy, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Jeremy Fisher is my guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.